Tower, HKX, mobile.
W mobile.
US mobile. Good morning, gentlemen.
NXY at home.
KO4CEF. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, gentlemen. David, Jody, hope y'all having a good start to your day. KO4HKX here.
On my second cup of coffee and playing on the computer, so I'll turn it back over to you guys. Be careful out there, KF4NXY.
David, good morning to everybody, Patrick, Ken, Andrew, good morning to all you gentlemen. I hope everybody's having a great start to the day.
Here, Judy. Plane here, set for I'm getting ready to get off of my exit here in a second or two.
I'm down the mountain, almost to where I make the vehicle change, so doing good, just trying to run this maze of traffic pattern over here on 25.
Excellent. Good.
Over here yet?
Still up at my exit 90, so I'm not getting the repeater really well yet. I need a few more miles southbound before I can really hear it.
KO4HKX.
I hate to cut it short for me, but it's that time. I'm getting off of my exit, so y'all be good, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you probably next week. Later, I'm going to go down to the beach and winterize my camper. But if I'm up early for some crazy reason at 6 o'clock, I'll jump on Echo Link.
I'll do you next week, Andrew. KO4HK.
Andrew, KN4GFW.
This is Andrew, KO4MUF.
Yep. How do you talk at one time?
I'm just enjoying the ride to work.
It's supposed to be another nice day today, so man, we'll have some good weather to enjoy today. I think it's supposed to be upper 70s, close to 80 today down here, so it should be a pretty nice day.
I'm calling for 79 on Friday or something like that, back up to 86 on Saturday, and yeah, we got some pretty weather coming for the next few days.
I'm pulling up to the gate, so I'm going to switch vehicles, and then I will return shortly. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73 guys, if I don't talk to you again, have a great day.
Have a good one. KN4GFW.
3's, KO4MUF.
Southbound, traffic seems heavy this morning for some reason.
Ken, I'll keep an eye on it. Good morning, Jody, W2JKT.
Eric, I hope all is well with you.
Good morning so far, just running a little behind schedule, but, you know, Courtney was up super early, so we had some coffee together this morning before I left for the office, so I got off about 15 minutes late.
Not much better of a reason to be late than that. That's a good deal.
I'm watching this show, Zelda, that's about F. Scott Fitzgerald and his wife, Zelda, of course. It's a pretty good show. We're a few episodes.
They're paving the road that I turn off of to go down to the work. And I had to run out, and I was coming back in, you know, and the flagman had us stopped, and then he told us to go, and then we ran head-on into the other traffic coming down the other way.
Men are notorious for that. They're not paying attention, or they don't have radio communication.
Radio, but man, what a cluster it was. They were doing the entrance to our road, and then there was a tractor-trailer trying to turn in, and they had to get all the stuff out of the way and let him get in, and then there was more cars behind him, and then we had to get over into the lane they were working in to let them pass. And man, what a cluster it was.
Oh, yeah, man, that's always fun when you're paving right in front of a plant like that. That man just makes it aggravating.
For HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
I'm back in the party.
W2JKT.
Again, so had to wait for the arrow buzzers to quit going off in the truck. I don't think y'all want to listen to those. I know I don't.
Off that, they don't mean nothing.
Do them right there when you crank up than when you're going down the road.
Roger that. And Ken, fortunately, there is no way to turn these off other than doing damage to the truck.
Yeah,
Spencer, right?
I'm going to take the dash apart.
Bend down the road when the air pressure gets low, when the brakes lock up.
If you're a mechanic, you can put you a little flip switch in there to turn them on and off when you need be.
I have, morals, so I don't do that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to teach anybody else or make a way for somebody else to do something like that.
I understand.
To the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3 to everyone, and everyone have a safe trip into work and an awesome day, and look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KM4 TFW.
Ken, good to talk to you this morning. KO4HK.
Talking to this morning. Have a great day, and I'll get that radio back to you tomorrow or Friday if you want. W2JKT.
Have a good day. God bless you, and it's always good to hear you gentlemen in the morning. 7:30.
Radio, Eric, whenever it's convenient. KN4 TFW.
We'll need to drag him to a ham fest with us.
These will happen. We might find one a little closer by first.
Thing for Anderson over here when they have theirs?
So there this year. It would have happened, 2 weeks ago. I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. So it got canceled due to the storm and everything going on there.
And they're still struggling to clean up. You know, they still got Kings Mountain trails are still closed. I know that the Clemson Experimental Forest, they're still closed. Because the volunteers can't get in there to clear trees, and like everything around there is still a mess.
It's gonna take some time to do all that. Everything come back on at your place, okay? Get all your power back and everything.
Got power back. What? 12 days later, something like that. Internet was back around the same time, and cell service is still spotty. It's working in some places, but I use Wi-Fi calling at the house anyway, so it's working pretty good there right now. But still lots of roads closed, you having to detour around stuff, and that kind of thing. Still lots of trees laying in the road. Or on the edge of the road, too close. They should have been cut further back. But so you got to be real careful of that kind of stuff. And there are still trees falling. So had reports of some falling over the weekend.
And that's everywhere with that. We're still getting them too.
It's debriefs or interviews, whatever you want to call them, with several radio clubs about everything that happened during the net that over that 2 weeks. This week I've been to three of them already.
Yeah, so it's good. You know, I know somebody will always find something to complain about, but I hope the biggest part's good.
I think y'all doubled there to start with.
What kind of feedback you got?
We're looking for my feedback on everything that went on. But I've been listening to the reports that other people have been doing, too. They've been giving their take on it. So I've learned quite a bit, too. Like last night, there was one lady ahead of all the storm. She made contact with some of the hams around her family outside of the area. So she was able to relay her information to them that she was safe, or if she needed anything to her family, she could still communicate with her family through them. So I thought that was a pretty neat idea, knowing where your family's located and looking up the hams around them and making contact with them. So that was pretty interesting. But then just everybody's wanting to know my thoughts on what could have been done different and how it could improve different things, so it's just been a lot of sharing of information.
That's what ham's about, ain't it? It's, you know, in times of emergencies like that, being able to just communicate like that.
One of the biggest takeaways I got from it is people need to be more active on the repeaters so you know who they are and they know how to handle themselves and pass traffic. A lot of guys come on here and wanted to do like you do on HF for different things, and you know, it's just not quite the same, and it gets, because you have problems talking over top of each other, so I had to deal with that quite a bit, and you know, and then not knowing who everybody is, okay, you get used to that a little bit, but I couldn't rely on the information they were given because I don't know them, and I had no way to vet this other than personal relationships, the information that's coming in, so it was, you had to be careful with that.
Gentlemen, I'm at my parking spot, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s this morning. And y'all have a great day, and we'll talk at y'all a little later on, KF4MUF.
Jody, hope you have a great day, and be safe out there putting that culvert in.
Talk to you this morning. Have a great day. This is WTUJKT. Good, you know, like preparing ahead of time, and, you know, the repeaters definitely, you know, have their usefulness, but I think I'm not sure how much. I know that, you know, One thing that bothered me a lot about it was this insistence by a lot of the people, like the whacker types, to use Winlink for everything. So you had to go screw around and try to set up a Winlink node and a PC and all this other stuff. And, you know, people just aren't going to have that. Sorry, someone cut me off. People just aren't going to have all that stuff available when there's no power, no water, anything else. So, you know, insisting on relying on that is not the right thing to do.
That's one of the things we talked about, and I brought that to attention several different times. You know, Winlink's great, but it relies on being able to keep that computer charged up and going. Well, you might not be able to do that. You might not have a power supply for it like you do your radios, because, I mean, radio, you can pick a 12-volt battery up somewhere and go work it until it's not, you know, it's dead. The laptop, I can't quite do that.
Anytime we have something like this, you know, they will have learned from this experience and hopefully, you know, made changes for the better. But, I mean, hopefully we don't have another thing like this, but, you know, if we do, hopefully they will learn something.
Roger that. And I did bring up the JSA call as an alternative. Winlink's a good tool to have in the toolbox. Just like JSA call, everybody was like, how can we communicate as a group? And I'm like, well, you have stuff for that already, you know, and I brought it up. It's when I brought up JSA call, and you can do a group call or you can do a club call, and, you know, specific to this group. And so hopefully there was some attention brought to that. A couple of guys were interested in it, so we'll see what becomes of it. But, I mean, it's all in having to practice it, too, and that's what I kept telling everybody is, you know, if you don't have a group to practice this with, you're going to lose that skill real quick once you learn it, because things change, computers update, then you got to update that program, you know, that kind of thing, so you got to know what you're doing with it.
Call could really be valuable. I think there are a few things missing from JSA call, like forwarding between stations. I'm not sure the stations forward messages to other stations, but the message storage could be useful. And if there were an interface like, FL Digi has the ND EMS messaging, and, you know, they have, the ability to create and send, formatted messages, you know, like standard formats like Red Cross or FEMA or whatever else. So a lot of these things are just, a lot of these things are almost there, but they just kind of need to come together and share some features between each other to really get to something that could be workable.
And that's another thing that I have brought to attention, and so is another member of one of the groups. Is there's a gentleman out there, and he's on YouTube, and he goes, his YouTube channel is Tech Prepper, and he is building a program. He's actually taken 7 weeks off from work right now so that he can take and bring all that stuff into one program, and it's there to use offline. JSA call, WinLink, it has a built-in database with every call that's registered at the time you download the database, and it's got turn-by-turn navigation built into it just from your radio. So as long as you can keep your computer up, you can use that, or I think he's putting it on a tablet form too. I think most of what he's trying to do it on has been the Panasonic Tough Book tablets, like the CF33, I believe it is. So really been interested in what he's doing and watching him. I think that's a good thing to have. It gives you potential to make contact on HF, like what band is going to be the best for you and I to communicate at this time. It gives you all that. So he's bringing a lot of stuff into one program and in one place, instead of having to go here to get this and here to get that and try to keep it all together. So I think he's got a good idea there.
That to me is that APRS is pretty much ignored during these times, but, you know, APRS isn't just position reporting. You can send any message you want via APRS. And so that's also something that could be leveraged, because there are APRS nodes everywhere, and an APRS node is also extremely easy to set up ad hoc. So that's something else that should be brought into the fold.
He's bringing APRS in too. I forgot it. But APRS allows you to send an SMS message to a telephone number also from your radio, which is a great option, as long as you can hit one of those gateways. Unfortunate for me, in my area, I cannot hit one of those APRS gateways, so I'm trying to work on that now and put one of those up, so at least to have that functionality in the region that I'm in.
It shut down the SMS gateway because people were spamming and stuff over it, and he's in Canada, and there was some law in Canada that if, you know, he was allowing spam over it or something, I mean, he's going to get him in trouble. So I think the SMS GTE gateway had to get shut down, but I don't know if there's another one.
I know what you're talking about, and yes, it's back up now. But as of about a month ago, a month and a half ago, I read some information about it. I have backed into my spot here, and I need to get this truck opened up and cleaned up this morning, so I'm going to jump out of here. You have a safe trip the rest of the way, and good to talk to you this morning, and look forward to doing it again. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear for now. 738.
Have a great day, be safe, and hope you do well today. So I'll probably chat with you either on the way home this afternoon or tomorrow morning. This is W2JKT 73.